Wednesday, the 1st of August, 2012. Written at 8:08 in the morning. The mobile home campsite Ciblou in France. Free writing. And I've already heard from Grace, as she said, "Morning, Dad," and me surrounded by mess that calls out for tidying up. There is so little time left here. Everywhere I look, I see limitations. The list of things to do before going off. To what? What waits in the wings? Hear this here. Now, not then. This moment is arrived. I want to use this writing to be here, together, to help me against the pull of being taken asunder. Listen to the whole story. Avoid being taken off into little bits. Whole, full, appropriate. What a weird word to pop up, to pop along for a visit. It sounds like rain. The wind. Yes, even though I know it's another glorious, weathered day outside. I hear pouring rain, as if we were in the Lake District in England, that magnificent valley of beauty. Where is this going? And what is this to speak of? And what is this to speak of it? Always a single word chases a note. A noun, a verb, an adjective, an object. The business of writing without pausing and finding out after the words are committed what is being said behind your back. This is the few. I see Joyce, or is it Yeats, speaking with the end of automatic, with the aid of automatic writing, to the masses, said by priests, pure stream, and as soon as it's out, it's ruined. Consciousness transforms all before it and makes it hollow, shallow. This is the way, the truth, and the light. The echo of the past transgressions left behind. Why do I correct the words when a mistake is formed? There is no such thing as error, even if it's on the syllabus. Oh, those halcyon days when I used to be fierce, obsessed with learning. Finished at 8:19.